Chris Smither grew up in New Orleans and landed in Boston's folk scene in the 1960s. He has the voice of a well-traveled, weary blues man. And over the years, he's recorded 11 studio albums. His latest, $100 Valentine, is his first of all original music. This track is called Place in Line.
It will all fall into place. You won't have to chase your tail through every hoop and sand. Yeah, you always see it coming. Somehow it's never really clear.
Over four decades and 12 studio albums after he first came north, Smither is still living and performing in Massachusetts. When he came in earlier this year to talk to us and to play, I asked him why he decided finally to make an album of all original songs.
Well, normally, you know, most of the records are, 75 to 90% original stuff, but I always do a few covers. And this time, my producer, David Goodrich, he said, why don't you go back and do I Feel the Same. Do, you know, these other songs that other people have been covering of yours that nobody ever gets to hear you sing. And I said, all right, you know, it's easier than trying to find something new anyway.
So you're covering songs
covering
by you?
Chris Smither.
Covering Chris Smither. That's fantastic. Well, listen, I'd love, I understand you've brought your guitar and you've agreed to play for us, so I want to get as much music into this segment as possible. Can you start us off with something?
Sure. Here's $100 Valentine. Tell me why, yet a moment you're gone. I can't see anymore. That sun is rising, but it just don't shine. There ain't no light through my door. I flip my switches, but I don't turn on. There ain't a flicker.
Nice job. Chris Smither, thanks so much. That's Chris Smither singing $100 Valentine. That's the title track off of his new CD. Chris Smither, that is such a great song. And it's great to hear you do it all by yourself. You've got a terrific version on the new CD, a little more rock and roll-y, I guess, but still just as bluesy. You got that harmonica thing going in there. I love your lyrics. I love how you write. The songs are so clever. I want to just read one of these lines. Such a great blues line. I can't go out. I can't stay home. I'm crying showers. My mind's a hurricane. I called a taxi about an hour ago, but I think he's lost in the rain. Nothing's going right for this guy.
Nothing.
not even the taxi. Tell me about the writing. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, when we were recording that song, Anita Suhanen, who does the harmony vocals on that, sat down in the control room. She was reading, going over the vocals, and because she'd been listening to it and just sort of humming along and working on harmony parts, and that she hadn't really read the lyrics, you know. And she sat down and she looked at it and she said, "Aw, it's a love song."
You're such a lyrically driven writer, a real songsmith, but it's hard work, I've heard you say, right?
Oh, yeah. It's the hardest thing I ever tried to do in my life is write songs. I dread it. I mean, I sit down to write a whole batch of songs. I write them by the pocketful, you know, for upcoming projects. I don't just keep writing. And every time I know it's time to start generating a new, you know, double handful of songs, I think, oh, God, can I really do this?
And what keeps you doing it?
Well, I love having them.
Yeah.
I love having written them, you know. It's just, it's wonderful to be able to go out and play them, you know, but the process of and the self-doubt and the worry about, you know.
You know, it's so just funny to hear someone who's been at this for so long and who sounds so confident and good doing it talking about self-doubt. Where does that leave the rest of us, Chris Smither?
Well, everybody has it, you know. I'm convinced that, you know, most people go through their lives doing the jobs that they do, you know, because most people are very conscientious, you know, and they wonder, you know, at times, you know, how close to the edge am I? Am I competent? Have I risen to my level of incompetence?
You grew up in New Orleans, moved to Boston in the 60s, and I guess you arrived here sort of in the middle of the folk scare or whatever you want to call it. What did you find when you got here? Why did you want to come up here?
Well, I had a very strong recommendation from Eric von Schmidt, who was a seminal figure in that whole scene in Cambridge and Boston. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he dreamed that I was just going to take him at his word and drop all my business and leave New Orleans and go to Boston, but I did. And I loved it. You know, I was lucky. You know, that's how I always look at it. I didn't have to get a job. I started getting work, you know, however minimally paid right away. And there were tons of little coffee houses and places to play all over town. And, in eastern Massachusetts, New York, and the New England states. And I just started doing well.
And it's home now and has remained home. We're talking to Chris Smither. Chris Smither, his new CD, $100 Valentine. And Chris, why don't you do us one more song off of your new CD?
Sure. I know you know what you got to do. Knowing it, showing it's just a part of it. But I got a clue. It ain't what I know that makes me blue. It's what I thought I knew. I lost a lot of things before you came. I know that losing is just part of the game. And I'm sure I'll lose more. But all the same, it ain't what I lost that makes me sad. It's what I thought I had. Well, it is what it is. Let it go. It ain't what it was, that's for sure. Things will be what they'll be in spite of me. Oh, you, even though it ain't what it is, it's such a sin. Oh, it's what it might have been. Yes, it is what it is, just let it go. It ain't what it was, now we know. Things will be what they'll be in spite of me. Oh, you, even though it ain't what it is, it's such a sin. It's what it might have been.
Fantastic blues from Chris Smither. $100 Valentine is the name of the new CD. That was a song, What It Might Have Been. Chris, I don't know what to say. I'm speechless. You're fantastic.
Thank you.
You said before
I'll take that.
No, it's really, really something, a really nice, soulful thing you've got going there. You said before that you make and sell records so that you can go out and perform, that performing is really your primary focus.
Yeah, it is.
Why is that? What do you love about that?
Well, it's just that it's the contact. It's the generation of this intangible thing between the audience and the performer. The audience has a part to play, and the performer has a part to play. And between you build this ephemeral thing between you. It floats. In the best of times, it absorbs everybody. And then when the show's over, it disappears, and then you have to recreate it.
And how has your performance style evolved over the years?
Well, you know, it's something that every performer has to learn about, the essence of performance and how to break down that sort of artificial barrier between the audience and himself and become, my ideal performance is where everybody feels like I'm sitting in their lap, sort of leaning over to their ear and saying, hey, I got something to tell you, really, really close like that. But basically, it's to remember that the audience is on your side. You know, it's not an adversarial situation. They want you to be good, and nothing makes them happier than realizing that they can relax and they're not going to have to hold you up.
That must be a breakthrough when you realize that. I mean, that must go a long way towards calming the nerves when you realize, oh yeah, the audience is on my side here.
Yeah, right. it's a hard thing to learn. It seems counterintuitive, but
Chris, I'm hoping you can play us out on something, and sure. Thanks so much for coming in. What a pleasure.
Thanks.
Chris Smither, he's got a few local gigs coming up. He'll be performing at the Iron Horse in Northampton on December 7th, the Narrow Center in Fall River on the 8th, and the Armory in Somerville on December 9th. His new CD is called $100 Valentine. There's more on our website, radioboston.org.
Stay with us because there is more music ahead with Lake Street Dive. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.